From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. A few weeks ago, a small group announced they'd be holding a Pride event in Coleman, and the pushback was immediate. People have called the organizers pedophiles and called for counter-protests. As the Gulf States Newsroom's Taylor Washington reports, the LGBTQ plus community in Coleman is pushing forward with some help from around the state.
Coleman Comes Out is advertised as a family-friendly Pride event with games and live music. But over the last few weeks, it's been met with threats of violence. When the event was announced, a history professor at a nearby college posted a series of messages saying the devil was attacking Coleman. She called for a, quote, rally by the you-know-what. In other words, she wants the KKK to come to town to take care of this new Pride event. She was put on leave. But when that story made headlines around the state,
my initial reaction was lowered.
That's Josh Coleman.
And then I read the piece that was written. And then I read the comments. And it made me sad.
He's the president of the board for Central Alabama Pride. It's based in Birmingham, which is about an hour south of Coleman.
It just really made me sad to see all the negativity around an event that I think the intention was to just allow an open space for folks just to come together and live authentically in their hometown.
Coleman says the pushback didn't surprise him. He's actually from Coleman, and he says the town and the county has a reputation for being unfriendly to gay people. That's one of the reasons why he and many of his friends moved to bigger cities. But that reputation is also the reason he's going home to Coleman this weekend.
We've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, and the positive. And so we just wanted to make sure that we're there for folks, not only in Coleman, but throughout Alabama, who decide that they want to organize.
As the longest running and largest Pride in the state, Coleman says Central Alabama Pride has a duty to support its neighbors. And that support is important for Gilly Shine, who's one of the lead organizers for Coleman Comes Out.
And I've been here my whole life, and I know these people, and I've seen the hatred and the ignorance, but I see the love, and I see the support.
Shine is probably the person at the center of most of the online hate. Someone started a Facebook group called Coleman Against Groomers, accusing him of being a pedophile. But he says, if someone has to be a lightning rod for hate, then he'd rather it be him than other more vulnerable or sensitive people, because he's used to it by now.
You know, because if you've been gay and weird on the internet long enough, I mean, you've heard everything. It's nothing new to me.
Shine says he thinks most of the hate comes from a misunderstanding of what Pride even is, a place for LGBTQ plus people to come together. Shine says he isn't coming to take your kids, and he isn't trying to radicalize them.
And when you get to the bottom of it, we're literally asking for 4 freaking hours for people to just be themselves. And I don't feel like that is too much to ask.
There have been rumors of a counter-protest, and Sean says he and other Coleman Comes Out organizers are taking violent threats seriously. They have the support of the Coleman police chief, who will be speaking at the Pride event, and they've even hired their own security. Justin Floyd, who is also helping to organize the event, believes the reality of it will shock counter-protesters, but not for the reason they probably think.
It's going to blow their mind when it's just a bunch of people listening to music, dancing. I don't know. It's going to be overwhelming and underwhelming, a cacophony of emotions.
More than anything, Shine says he wants Coleman to be an inviting space for LGBTQ plus people so that they decide to stay. He's tired of the town's reputation pushing people out.
The creative minds, the world changers, the heroes, they're all here. And they grow up in this unsupportive environment. And literally the second that they can, they get out of here. They go to other places and they make those places great.
Shine wants Coleman Comes Out to show people that Coleman can be great too. Taylor Washington, WBHM.
Coleman Comes Out is a free all-ages concert that will be held at Depot Park in Coleman on Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m.